see if the
Oh, excellent, excellent.
She'd only just get it up.
Yeah, I know,
yeah.
We've only just had our breakfast.
I brought the brandy the other night and she said, I brought you one, Mum, and I brought Larry one. And I was quite surprised. Yeah. I wished I hadn't have bothered by Mum because it's a belter now.
Yes.
Because
so,
there you go.
Is this
he won't laugh at me, will he? He said, oh, well, I said,
no. Not at all,
I'm
no,
just,
no.
You'll just share it out after you've had your birthday tea tonight. You share it with him.
Oh. I suppose because we're on tea tonight. Oh, birthdays, we always have a tea now.
Yes. You'll
sit down.
You're going to have a bottle of wine, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
If you enjoy it, we'll give you another one to replace it.
We'll keep the bottle.
Yeah, bring the bottle.
Oh, yes, I was going to.
Nothing back on the
end,
I presume.
No. Oh, we'll refill it for you.
Ah.
We called yesterday.
Did you really?
About
it was late.
Oh, we've just come from Leo's.
I'll be damned.
We met at Carol and Harold.
Yes.
Had lunch with them, mm-hmm. and we finished about 2 o'clock. Yeah. And then we went down to Leo's, and it was about 3 o'clock when we left Leo's.
Well, we went into the freezer place. I don't know. I didn't put your card through the letterbox, though, Larry. It was never said, why didn't you post Larry's card? Right then, I was halfway down the avenue,
so we weren't coming back.
I get all the way to Harvard or somewhere, and I think, oh, crap, I should have brought an extra bill for shopping, might as well pay it.
Come back, didn't we? Yeah, have a cup of tea, though.
Well, we've got a new sofa, that's the only reason.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Are you feeling all right, Larry?
Yes, fine. Good.
It's got his bloody fountain working. Hey, you don't need that this morning. It's pissing down.
You may possibly.
Do you mind if I take my coat off?
I'm just saying,
what's he got the fountain on for? It's pissing down out there.
This is for opening, not for looking, isn't it?
That's for your birthday.
Honestly, it's your birthday
today. And it is your birthday today.
All the sixes? 66, I don't know.
Is that what you are, Larry?
Yes, indeed, yeah.
How old?
66,
isn't it? I only thought you were about 65.
You're lying. Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Come on.
I honestly thought you were 64.
We've got you down to 64. Oh, well, it's nice to
know you're near. Feel
every day.
Join the bloody old age, join the wrinkly 66.
Genuine wrinkly.
That's as respectable as ours.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, you're joking. It was left on the stairs before we left 2070. And I didn't think
we thought those would suit you. Warm tutsies.
You're absolutely.
As a matter of fact, Larry, those are thermal, and you know there's a hell of a difference.
Yeah. Oh, there is. I know. Yeah. No.
So it's.
And actually, Nino looks out for stability when she's buying this.
Oh, great. That's great.
And well chosen in colour, too.
Well, it gives you a selection, doesn't it?
Yes. Well, lovely. Great.
Smashing, yes.
Not thank you very much.
One to match.
Oh, right. Oh, yes.
Well, one set to match the carpet. I won't tell you what that matches.
Rather doesn't it?
Your pale feet.
Well, on occasion.
I still think it's time you cut this grass.
Do you know, Larry?
What's that?
Do you ever understand anybody?
No.
Occasionally.
No.
You know, the other day you said you bumped into the Warthams and Vincent Davis.
Oh, no secret about it.
You met them. No,
Caroline last night, and she said something about Pete's mum and dad. So she said, you know, you're next, gobsmacked. She said, we were at Pete's mum and dad's the other night.
Yeah.
And something was said about Abby and Auntie Ellen. Can you send us back?
One bump and record. We're recording now, for example.
You're picking Lillian's voice.
Yes, well, everybody's voice, actually, yeah.
And you know that.
You don't mind being recorded, do you?
No, we won't swear or anything.
Oh, don't do!
It's supposed to be.
We don't care. We just got a job because we do.
Does it matter?
But we did receive one or two samples, and then time, and then Blow Me Down last week had a sample of Nescafe. It was still with a follow-up.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
But whether you like it or not, this kind of thing restricts you because you know it's there.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's what I said to you.
That's what Mick said last night. Mm. To me, it doesn't matter.
Unless you know some friends or something are coming one night and you switch it on before they arrive.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. But no, it doesn't bother me. I don't mind being on camera, I don't mind being on video or anything.
But in fairness to your friends, Larry, you can hardly
I didn't want to cut pieces and then just leave them in the bin, you know.
We wouldn't. I would have made a cake. I would have made a pudding.
Mm-hmm. But,
it's just not you like it now. Jill says to me, did you hear? She said, I watched the hygiene bit, thank the Lord, because I thought,
I didn't hear that.
You want well when they do something, you wonder what you're eating, don't you?
Oh, you do indeed, yeah. Well, yes, talking about the rabbits. I can't see Michael Robin making a cake at night, can you?
No, but...
Not saying anything wrong, no. I didn't mean anything wrong necessarily, but...
I don't know. Well, I remember going out shopping, and when I came back, you'd got
Jill.
Gone out. No, there were all of them there.
Really?
Nan and I were out shopping when we got back.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas shopping, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you'd been out and bought one of those packets of cake mix.
Oh, it would be ready mixed.
And they'd made little buns. They were very nice, really.
No, it's a tribute to them.
The state of the kitchen wasn't.
Well, that'd be a tribute to the manufacturers, surely.
Robin and Carol doing that cabbage.
Oh, that revolting.
Horrible.
That's terrible. That. I remember Jill, though, another mix, but I don't know that. I vaguely remember now, yes.
Well, they were all there because we'd gone out, I think it was a Christmas shopping we were doing on our own.
Yes, I've got a hazy recollection of it now. But Jill, I remember. She was a lot younger, surely, Jill. She did the mix.
Oh, she'd be younger.
Younger than they were, I mean.
They weren't, but they were younger than Caroline and Ken. But then, look at Chris, he must have been interested in cooking, mustn't he? I think the young fellows today are more, because, of course, they go into the flats, don't they?
That's true, of course.
I remember when Mike and Robin went into their flats, I spent quite a long time with them, showing them how to do simple dishes.
But, quite frankly, I can't see myself ever getting, given the same sort of setup.
But, no. I can't. Knowing you, no, it's laughable.
No.
Can't imagine you meeting me with a nice cooked dinner and a cake made by a candle.
She's a soldier or a bowl, that doesn't matter.
Burnt toast.
Oh, no, it's not really burnt, it's the way I like it.
Well, it used to smoke.
Well, yes, technically speaking, but it is burnt. But well done, I suppose.
It didn't taste very nice.
I can't agree, because I don't quite like it.
Well, you used to scrape some of it
off. Oh, if it gets really charred, I know, but if it's really charred, that's a bit... A certain degree of greyness, blackness even, but...
How do you get toast charred that you've got to scrape it off that isn't burnt? Oh,
I don't even just that little bit too long, yeah. Robin coming home, he's in my car, don't believe it. Burnt toast on electric toaster. No, he does it.
I don't
Oh, well. Doesn't feel like Sunday here, does it?
No. I've not seen any more sight of that heron.
No.
I don't think it's just a flash.
I think it's much ado about nothing for us.
I do.
I mean, it may well be that we have to resort to some sort of...
I don't feel like having a plastic heron.
Well, I mean, how do all the rest of the ponds? They're not all got really herons, plastic herons perching us, are they?
No.
Plastic herons.
But you know, do you remember me going around the corner and seeing that? Two ponds with all those plastic ducks.
Flipping ducks, aren't they?
That might have been some deterrent of some description.
I don't think so. It's just flannel.
I'm certainly not having the plastic ducks and little gnomes about.
Mm. That's interesting, comment Steve made about the Coast Guard and the bird of prey silhouette, you know. I can believe that being quite the case.
Well, actually, I have read about the heron bit. I think, was it?
I'm well, the sure plastic heron bit.
Oh, yes, yes.
Mm.
No way.
But that silhouette business, that could work, you know. Mm. I can see that working. Bird of prey.
Well, really, when you think it's only the same way as laying a hose amongst your flower beds for cats.
Oh, the snake image.
Mm.
Mm. I'd still love to have that thrown to me, to be honest. It's a damn great snake, isn't it? If you think about it.
Well, I think, you know, when we used to leave ours across the lawn there. Well,
he did
for a bit.
Are you sure?
Yes, I've watched him sort of warily walk round, but then he got so used to it that he didn't
Yeah, that's what I mean. If it's any effect at all, they're very short-lived, I think.
I don't think peppers are very useful deterrent. I've sprinkled loads of pepper around.
Once you are a range, you've lost it anyway.
Mm.
That's a thought. Mm.
The only deterrent is putting netting or something over it, but you can't put netting over your whole garden, can you?
No. I'll have to watch that pond over the leaves next year.
Mm.
Well, this year, of course. Later on. But.
And I can't really see what you can do when they have netting over that when the leaves start.
Well, yes, I could be a bit more attentive to the damn thing, wouldn't I? I mean, it did scrape quite a lot out, but not all by any. See, a certain percentage are blown in, I think, off the grass, and they've had some sort of a...
I was just going to say that. I think our problem here is it gets so windy with being on the corner.
Mm, mm. Yeah.
Do you want any more tea?
Oh, yes, very good. Thank you.
That was a silly question, wasn't it?
Not necessary, wasn't it? I'm going to I want a bit of a hand in. With the top window, I've left it with two screws holding it at the moment. As we did when I was painting the outside, yeah.
Yes, it won't blow out.
No, not at all, no. I want to hold it while it would take the two final screws out.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. It's almost impossible to get at it.
Once you've got the window done, it won't be too bad, will it?
You mean the whole frame and opening light?
Mm.
It won't be too bad, though.
Well, I mean, what I'm meaning is you're not...
Well, there's not a tremendous amount burning left, is there? One skirting board and the pipe cover, the casing around the other cupboard.
Mm.
And that's it, I think. And possibly the edges of the cupboard doors, I don't know.
Yes, they're not very brilliant.
No. Certainly won't clean up. I may finish up taking them off completely. That may be easier to do. Rather than do them in situ, you know. Well, what about that?
Mm.
try that.
I've done this in two. And then
sandwich
them together.
What, two cakes you put them together?
Yes, well, right. I used to do that.
I'm trying to remember, did they have any? Because I know we've cut some for them, but...
No. It's under Caroline, didn't it?
I don't know.
She usually stuffs, doesn't she?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was somebody up the tree, it was a bird.
Did Jill say what time Caroline's appointment was?
No. Well, not to me, she didn't.
No. She might have done to me, she can't remember.
In the afternoon. They seem very confident they'll be back in town, don't they?
25 to 4 to meet him.
Yeah, big him up 25 to 4.
There's a heck of a lot of burning up when you come to think of all the burning up.
Oh, God, I know. You're telling me? Well, possible. I'll stand down, obviously. But
yes, but
there won't be many places that I don't.
There isn't. No. Because it's been piled on, so.
Yeah. I can't get that screw in the woodwork.
I know.
Good God. I've seen dust before, but bits of fluff and rag and stuff, but never seen it really. And a nail.
Well, it's the same as the way they've papered the walls round. They've papered over the thing. It wouldn't have been, if they'd had any furniture in when we first got in, I wouldn't have been surprised to see it painted round there as well.
No, the vicar's done it, but yeah. No, coming back to the locker tray, I've not been on the hip. I would prefer to keep it in natural wood if we can.
Oh,
but
yeah.
All those splodges of white are putty.
Are they?
Unfortunately.
And there's nothing at all you can cover.
Well, except to take them out, scrape the bits of putty out, point the nail home a bit further, and put some filler in that will accept stain.
I think that would be better.
Very long job, though.
Yes, but I mean, it would be worth it.
If you won't accept stain anyway, with that varnish on.
I don't like this colour stain anyway.
Well, I don't.
Unless you colour.
You can't burn that off, though. It's disgusting.
You couldn't.
What?
Just give a dab of paint over, a dark
paint. It'd stand out a mile, wouldn't it?
Would it?
Well, perhaps not as
What, obvious. If you did it with a small brush?
Well, it'd still stand out, wouldn't it? It's a different colour. Not as obvious, perhaps,
that's
as a white. But I'll have to get rid of all that varnish before it will take any more stain.
See what it's like.
What it's like when?
When you've got rid of the varnish.
I may have to use a varnish stripper, get a Canon varnish stripper for that.
Well, it might be better than doing it any other way, because...
I don't think it'll burn off.
No, I'm thinking of the fumes.
After all the other fumes, I don't think that'll matter.
After what?
After the fumes of the paintwork, I don't think that'll...
Won't that be worse than...
No, not as bad as... No, no.
Because I remember when you did 27.
Oh, well, that was varnish paint. That was varnish paint.
And that won't, that would just be varnish stain.
No, it is a stained varnish. From the look of it. In other words, varnish was a stain added to the varnish before you apply it. As opposed to staining the wood and then varnishing it with relatively clear varnish.
Once we've got those tiles off at the bottom there,
I might just not
paper.
Well, I think, I mean, they're very nice. It would be nice to have tile there to break it out, but not those damn things, and they certainly won't come off and go back.
I messy, aren't they?
Mm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 24, 2 dozen.
Mm. How many did we get in the pack?
The pack, I don't know, yeah,
I think it was 25.
Oh, there varies the pack, doesn't it? Mm. I think it is 25, actually. Maybe a metric pack, anyway, isn't it?
Finding the right time for that.
Yeah.
In any case, you don't want them all the same, do you? I think we're better off just snapping it up. And what state the walls in?
Doesn't really matter all that much. I skim over with Gloucester anyway.
Mm. Mess, isn't it?
Mm. It's hardly probable. I think it was skimming anyway.
Oh, I was just thinking
because,
that.
Mm.
I mean, wait, what have they done here?
What have they done anyway?
Where they ran short of towels, or they wouldn't be bothered cutting.
That's more likely the case. Mm. 24. 24 on this front face, anyway.
Yes, but there's three more there. So in any case, they'd have got. Would it be in the two colours?
Yeah.
It's quite effective.
Oh, it's quite effective if it's done correctly, yes. As it is.
Have you had some cake?
No, I'll give it a miss right now. I'm a bit foolish if I'm sounding. No, I'll enjoy it more later on. No, no. Mm. A cup of tea will go down like a bomb.
If I remind you of not eating.
Possibly, yes. Mm. I'll have a cup of tea and bash on the window then, I think. Well, yes, because it is at least dry today. But, it's going to make a hell of a racket standing down afterwards, you know.
Well, it can't be helped.
No, it can't be helped now. I'll probably have to get some medium grade paper too. I've got quite a load of fine and coarse. But I don't think all that much goes through, you know, to be honest. Obviously.
But by and large, yeah. Not really been on their wall, have we?
No, that's what I mean.
When we start down here.
Some of the heavier banging and the higher pitch, the higher the frequency noises, like in the drill.
To minimum that we can and
yeah.
Keep not do it late, just keep stopping before it gets too late.
Well, exactly what I've been doing.
It is annoying. Yeah. Isn't it? But there's not an awful lot you can do, is there? I mean, if we had a firm of workmen in, they'd make
more blow. Oh, rather more noise, yeah. The clatter of teacups. There's nothing else. Meant to mention, ask Rachel if she'd seen the photograph, because Mike didn't know about the two photographs that Rachel and Louise had taken.
Mm. Have I given yours? Has yours got sugar in it?
I don't know.
Is it me?
I really don't know.
I'm not sure whether that has happened. I can usually tell.
Well, you claim to be able to.
I don't think it's so. I can normally, yeah.
Mm.
I'm glad I found out what that is.
Yeah, what the hell's it called, or what? Something in an enemy, isn't it?
An enemy blunder.
Oh, yes.
February to April requires full. The first of flower is a blunder. February to April requires full sun as flowers close in shady conditions.
Mm, where do you get it there?
Grow it in the rockery or naturalise it in grassland.
Mm.
That sounds like it.
Well, it looks like an illustration, doesn't
yes, it?
Mm.
Go by the leaves. The leaves look like it too. So it looked like getting, if it spreads as much as it has there, it looked like getting it all.
Has it got the same number of petals?
Yes, similar. Yes, they differ.
Oh yeah, not just the colour, and the number of.
I'm not sure, but I'm not going to have to count
them. Well, it's one way. I would have thought. Must get some rose fertiliser, you know, too, because I don't suppose the original plants have been fed for generations, literally.
Oh, you mean for those ramblers?
Yeah, well, those ramblers and other places. Yeah.
It looks to me as if it's going to come and rain again. I'm fed up with this weather.
Yeah. Well, it's a good general purpose fertiliser, isn't it?
Yes. What was the other one?
Chromum?
Chromum, no.
Anna, you're the gardening expert.
No, I think it was the rose fertiliser. They said use it for the tomatoes as well.
Yeah,
well,
that's right, yeah. Ah, oh, that was right. It was the tomato fertiliser, isn't it? It was quite good for something. As well. You know, as well as the rose fertiliser. Yes, they can use rose fertiliser for tomatoes. But also, tomato fertiliser apparently is useful for, I don't know. Work it up. Be in the book. Incidentally, what was this operation that Jenny was on about? Not Jenny, Josie was on about this morning that Jenny had.
Cesarean.
Oh, she had a cesarean, didn't she? I was forgetting she had a cesarean.
That's probably what's taken her to get
course,
on the
people. Yes. I was thinking just had the usual knit one, pearl one, the stitches, you know. That. Of course, oh yeah. Yes, it was on the radio this morning about that. It is in England somewhere, I think. Woman given birth to a £15 some ounces skin. Good gracious. Tremendous size, that, isn't it? Tremendous weight, isn't that size? Hmm. We seem to have a tremendous number of seagulls, don't we, over those playfields?
Well, it's been so windy,
hasn't it? Yeah, well, I'm generalising throughout the year.
Not that far from the sea,
the coast, though. Mm. Oh, yes, but I mean, they seem to concentrate pretty well around these playing fields or something. The old blackbird,
yeah. I know, look how the way they
land. Yeah, it's interesting to watch the different birds, different methods of landing. Some are quite accurate, those are a bit sprawly, those blackbirds, I think. Yeah. Look at it. That looks like an old one to me, isn't it?
An old fella.
Yeah. Well, there's an old fella in this as well, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm still sort of puzzling what the best thing to do for that hedge down there. I can't. Until we get cleared all the way along. Although, it seems to change, if you look...
Hang on, what seems to change?
The hedge. If you
in
look from
what way
here,
did you go?
Well, if you look from here.
I'm looking from here.
And then you go along. By the time it gets to that, all that rubbish that we're going to shift.
Oh, yes.
Well, then if you look, it tends to change to different
brands. Oh, it does there, you mean, yes. It definitely does change.
I don't know what they are, but one of those trees has little catkins on it. Very poor.
Yeah. So it's not surprised they're poor.
I know. Once the roots clearing and feeding. It's a shame, though, to let them die, because I like to have a different... I don't want it all the same.
It's you're getting back to the privet hedge and suburbia, aren't you?
Interest, especially same. Into the corner.
That's why I don't want to clip that bottom hedge too cleanly.
No, but I think...
Lop it down, yes, I agree, lop it down, but...
I think we need to, for this time round, because it'll soon get, you know...
Take its own...
Yeah, oh, yes.
Yes, maybe.
But I do think for now we're just going to have to chop it down. It's going to get worse and worse if we don't.
I'd keep our eyes open for a decent park cutter. Hedge cutter, you know.
Yes, I looked in the papers if there was
any. No, I won't.
They're very expensive to buy, aren't they?
Oh, new, they are, certainly. Yes.
So you want a double action?
Preferably, not essential.
I wouldn't think that, like the different length of the blades, you don't want to.
I don't think you need the biggest of 24, is it?
I would think they're more trouble than they're worth, unless you've got
they could
very
be.
Big formal hedges. I don't think so.
And you'd have to be a little bit more careful, too.
Yes, exactly.
And again, unless the motor is fairly hefty, both in construction and rating, it could conceivably be easier to burn the motor out, because it's doing more work, isn't it?
I don't
Well, it is, bigger area, bigger length, you're cutting more at the same time.
I was looking at the petrol-driven ones.
Good
I
God!
I know, that's what I thought.
Stop, gross.
Took my breath away.
Good gracious me.
Just how much... how much can you cut with those, as opposed to needing the other ones that you use for trees?
Chainsaw.
Chainsaw, I couldn't think of the word. The chainsaw.
Oh, they'll take it, do a fair amount of work, but I think, certainly as far as the hedge is concerned.
Well, I know that.
Hang on. In a well-established hedge like that, I would think the loppers, if the hedge cutter won't tackle it, the loppers will.
Yes, but what I was thinking of is the rest of around at the side there. And a lot of the, you know, when we start getting rid of all the rubbish.
I wouldn't
side.
Like to put the hedge cutter through that bush there. It's a little bit too heavy.
Which bush?
Well, the one where the hedge terminates.
No.
That dead looking hedge, well, dead at the moment.
No, but would it do to, I mean, you're going to, a lot of the stuff that we chopped off.
Yep.
To put to, if we're getting a trailer and getting rid of it all, you're going to have to cut it down still further into smaller pieces, aren't you, to get as much as you can.
Oh, I think you mean to crumb the trailer, yes.
Will the hedge cutter do there, or will you have to revert to a chainsaw?
Combination of both, I should think. I'm not too concerned about that, then, because I can use the loppers. If we're doing it 7 days a week, fair enough, you probably need a chainsaw, but the amount we're doing, the loppers or the handsaw.
No,
they're really not for the thick ones. You're telling me. But,
I was just thinking of taking the work out of it.
Oh, I mean,
there's one hell of a lot
but
of work.
But we don't really need a chainsaw, do we?
No, I wouldn't say so, but there's quite a lot
to hire one, possibly for a specific specific job. But
I wonder how much they are to hire.
Not very dear. What? Chainsaw? I think, last time I looked at the hire list prices. I think they're about 5-6 quid a day, something. They were last year.
That's not bad.
Well, it isn't bad if you've got a lot of chainsaw work to do. That can be done in a day, you know. Now, whether that's including all the protective clothing, Lord, that's what, I don't know.
I don't know.
There might be an additional charge for that.
Did you think any more about the rubbish clearance that was, they were advertising?
Oh, 12 quid or something, 12, 16.
16 quid for one load. What's a load?
Well, yes, anything will fill a skip, it'll be a skip.
Skip link.
Now, I suspect that will be the smaller script, I don't know.
I would imagine.
Did it say from? What did it just say?
No, I think it just said 60 pounds a load, and I thought,
that would
load it.
Well, yes, it's probably the smaller script.
But save a lot of hard work if you got rid of quite a lot
I don't see them shifting very much for that, because by the time you've got a bloke out, paid his wages, paid for the skip shift and transport, you know.
If it is a skip, it might just be a trailer.
It might be a trailer, it might be an open back lorry, you know.
A lorry? Well, could get rid of quite doubt of whether they're going to shift
out. Well,
that.
You know.
I doubt that.
But again, on a costing basis, on an hourly, how long is it going to take a chap to load?
Yes, Larry? But I'm thinking, I mean, there's so much to do here, Larry. You're not a young man anymore, you can't.
I had noticed, yes.
Wearing yourself out if you can get anything.
I'm worn out already, you feel that?
You know what I mean?
Knackered.
It makes sense to me to have a little bit of help.
Oh, I'm not averse to having a lot of help, and it's the right sort. No, you're completely wrong.
Usually pretty independent.
A little perhaps, but. I mean, you can have people the more damn trouble than the worse, isn't it? Quite honestly, spend your time watching.
Well, you know that all the stuff that you've got at the side.
Well, that's straight on the trailer, yeah. Well, more or less, yeah. One or two things on the keeping, but most of it is just. That's why it's all piled up, really, cool.
But I wasn't just meaning on the concrete bit, I was meaning on the soil. It's loads and loads of. What you trimmed off there?
Oh, that's not rubbish, that's just off the trees, isn't it?
It's still got to be got rid of.
Chuck it over the fence and it goes straight, more or less straight in the trailer, wouldn't it? No trouble.
But just like you to get your trailer and your car down there when the farm vehicle arrives.
Oh, highly probable. Sod's law, yes. Oh, God.
I can't get over the fact of that all through the winter we've had daisies all over the grass.
Oh, yes, you mean the fact they've been in flower throughout the winter? Mm.
You don't usually see daisies, do you?
I honestly don't know, Lee. I don't know.
Don't think it's dry enough to cut the grass, is it?
Oh, no, I wouldn't do it today. No, cracking up.
I don't think so. It doesn't look very promising.
No.
It's getting very out of hand. Makes it hard work.
Oh, yes.
It's too high. To do a bit at a time.
I'm going to investigate, see if I can't do a conversion. I don't think for a minute I will, but it's possible. Do a conversion. Into the box type, because of where they all the most of the cutting at least go into the box, you know. Possible.
Well, it might be more trouble than it's worth.
Might be. Might sound a bit potty, but utilising that small vacuum cleaner that cut in the
I prefer using it just as it is, quite frankly.
Well, if it's not a big thing, it's only, you know what I mean, don't you? The yellow and green one.
Yes, I know what you mean, but I don't fancy you messing about with the grass cutter.
No,
because I find it, if there's anything else attached to it.
It depends where it's mounted. Keep the centre of gravity low, and there'd be no problem.
No, I can't agree with
maybe
you.
Maybe not.
No, leave well alone.
Well,
we'll
see.
All these bright ideas sometimes
they
don't come to anything, you just make a mess of what you've already got.
That's possible, but.
I can use it as it is now, but anything else on to it, I would find it difficult.
Well, I'm going to bash on with the.
You ready for the window yet?
Well, yes, please. We'll do it now and then.
Okay, right. And hopefully by tea time I should have got the burning done.
See. All right, away we go. That's me with a big cough. Delicious. Quite a while since we had, whatever it is.
Mackerel.
I didn't mean that, actually. Mayonnaise.
It's coleslaw.
Well, coleslaw, then. Do I know my grub? No, I don't. I'll give that place a tinkle tomorrow. And see what the price is.
Both of them.
Well, same firm, isn't it? So. Oh, but I think it's going to be a little bit expensive.
I have a feeling.
I think of that. What's it called? Ling?
Ling.
I've tried a bit before, man. Is this a rather uncommon one, then?
No.
No.
We never did. We didn't used to see much of it
when we were up in Manchester.
We'll soon be able to plant there your radishes, leeks and spring onions. We'll have to get a grow bag.
What? To mix with
repotting the tomatoes. Mm-hmm. We're getting to the stage where I shall have to
prick them out.
Yeah.
Prick them out. How on earth do you have it then? Prick them out.
It's a tedious job.
No.
I wonder how Jill's are doing.
No. Not a clue what stage.
Ours will need staking, but hers won't.
We've been bush things, haven't we? What were they like, the ones we had before? The ones we grew previously. The 27.
What were they like? What do you mean?
Edible, quite.
Were they wet then?
I know that, but were they pleasant, unpleasant? Rather nice, or.
Oh, they were those little ones, little sweet ones.
Oh, yes, I remember those.
They were all right, though, but I can't remember what kind they were. Do you remember growing some bush ones, though, a few years ago?
No, I don't, frankly. No.
And they came out, they looked like peppers. And they weren't very brilliant at all.
Remember the growing those on the roof of the shelter? What were those? Ordinary tomatoes, weren't they?
Moneymaker, I will. These aren't moneymakers. I've not gone for moneymakers.
Any particular reason? Or
well,
they weren't around.
Because and when you listen to Gardener's Questions, they advocate to put different ones in. So I look for something different. Oh, if you don't try them, you never find out, do you?
Oh no. Change of weathers. Turn the place into hard activity, isn't it?
Pardon?
The changing weather,
yeah.
I'm a power saw, power drill, lawn mowers, strimmers.
Things is out in our thousands, isn't it? The front looks better though.
Yes, it does. Right, Charles making a good job across the way.
Which
round the corner.
Well,
he's just rounding the house. It's a builder, fair enough, but nevertheless he's doing a good job. The lives next door to Anna.
Anna. Yes, they look very nice, don't they, those
two? Those two houses? Oh, yeah. Chop round the corner. Young fellow. What? In his late 20s, perhaps. Not a seedy, scruffy-looking bugger. Keep saying hello. I'm not completely sure where he lives. He seems to know me because he's been out in Hartford and that. Big smile. Oh, yeah.
He may be somebody's father or the kid's father, I don't know.
Mm. When did they do the little run then?
Who?
Lisa.
Oh my God, I don't know what it's then. Oh, it was towards the end of the week, wasn't it? Yeah. Was it Thursday? Oh, Wednesday it was going to be. Wednesday, that's right. Weather permitting, Wednesday. Weather permitting. The church is there.
It's taken them long enough to come round from their spoils, hasn't it?
Mm. Well, apparently they've got to have the loot in tomorrow.
Oh.
Not by tomorrow. I wish I could remember the boy's name.
Mm-hmm. Well, ask him next time you see him. You don't come to the 50p's now.
No, no. It could well be the meter's been changed to a credit meter. Probably no. Once one way, cleaned it up, and then the opposite way. Well, the grass been so long, you know.
I know it's grown quite hard.
Oh, really?
We'll have to be feeding it too.
Mm. Oh, yes, yeah, definitely.
I'll ask Carolyn what it is that she uses on hers, because hers gets rid of the weeds as well.
Well, no, it's a man fertiliser and weed gun.
And I can't remember what she said it was.
The only weeds we've got to get rid of really are those. Are they dandelions? No, I doubt whether we get rid of dandelion.
She says it does.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Why not?
Well, what little I know already.